KSL at night.
All right, welcome back to KSL at Night. You're here with me, Leah Murray, and I am having a good conversation with people about all the interesting news of the day. For this segment, I want to bring in Taylor Morgan, who is one of our KSL co-hosts and a partner at Morgan & May Public Affairs. Taylor, welcome to the show.
Hey, Leah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, Taylor, I appreciate you joining me for this conversation because there's nothing I love more than chatting what things might mean in politics with you because you're really good at talking about this. So let me just tell you the story and then let's talk about it. In Alabama, a Democrat won a special election to the Alabama state legislature. So for our listeners who don't know about Alabama, it's a pretty red state. I think it kind of looks like Utah, right? There are no statewide elected Democrats. Democrats are a super minority in that state legislature. And this woman wins this special election by making abortion rights, Taylor, the centerpiece of her campaign. So it's a suburban seat in Alabama. She talks a lot about abortion. And you might remember, Taylor, Alabama's got abortion with no exceptions law. Like their trigger ban was no exceptions, right? So they're like, nobody can have an abortion there. So she talks about that a lot. I am wondering, I want you to like chime in with me and like think about this with me. I think this is a sign of what might be coming for Republicans nationally in suburban districts. So is it kind of like if you run on abortion and you are in a suburban district, which is exactly what happened up in Long Island when they ran to replace George Santos. So that's a congressional seat, right, Taylor? And it's still a suburban seat. And the Democrat ran on abortion rights and won handily. You have this woman in Alabama winning handily on that abortion rights. Maybe the N is too small, but what do you think? Like, I'm feeling like this could be some kind of bellwether.
Well, I don't know about a bellwether. I do think that we do have a pattern, a clear pattern of abortion becoming a key issue that is actually moving voters across party affiliations and across candidates in multiple states and races, Kansas, Georgia, Alabama. You mentioned New York. Now, these districts are not necessarily copy-paste to many other red states across the country. And especially this issue, it just doesn't necessarily track in the same ways across the country. For example, you mentioned how extreme Alabama's abortion ban was following the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Utah also had a trigger law. That trigger law is on hold right now. But Utah's trigger law could be argued is far less, not quite as extreme or far-reaching as Alabama's. And so even though the issue is indeed becoming front and center, and it is having an impact on voters and turnout, it's not necessarily applied or perceived the same way state to state, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. And your point's well taken. Utah's abortion ban has exceptions built in, right? Like life of the mother, right, I think is part of it. So if you were advising people running a campaign here, so let's pretend you've been hired by some Democrat in a suburban seat in Utah, you feel like maybe it wouldn't stick as much, right? Because it's not that maybe it's because Alabama's was so strict that gives it a little bit more legs?
That's exactly right. And we're also talking about different jurisdiction here. Right. This special election, as you started off mentioning, was a legislative seat. Right. We're talking about flipping blue to red, but in a legislative district. And it could be argued that that is because it is the Alabama state legislature that voters are frustrated with because of the very extreme, far reaching trigger ban following Roe v. Wade. So that would not necessarily apply to congressional candidates. It also may not apply to Utah candidates seeking legislative office or certainly congressional office. It's the issue is certainly becoming even more prominent, but I do have to say that abortion has always been a prominent issue, and especially among Republicans. It has been the rallying cry in the National Republican Party since the original passage of Roe v. Wade. This Supreme Court was essentially put in place over the course of many decades by Republican office holders and operatives, all to undo Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. So it's a key issue. It always has been a key issue. It's having an impact. but I don't see it as a indicator of any sweeping broad national trend.
Gotcha. All right. Well, so then let me kind of ask you, I thought it was interesting. The Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee president, Heather Williams in Alabama, talked about how this win was rare, right? Like it would be, you know, like Alabama is very Republican, very red state, and a Democrat winning was just very rare. Like it would look, it was just interesting. And she said the victory was a political earthquake in Alabama. So I hear what you're saying. Like you're feeling like abortion is not, right, the thing that's going to be sweeping. We've got no kind of major tsunami necessarily coming. But if you are looking at Utah's politics, what would you need to see, right, to see any kind of sign that maybe people here were fed up with the state legislature, that maybe people here, like what would look like a political earthquake in the state of Utah if you could, like, not that I'm saying, you know, that you want it to happen. I'm just saying, like, what would it look like that you'd be going, oh, no, maybe this is a thing?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. Perhaps to start specifically with the issue of abortion, you know, Utah and Utah Republicans have long had a very nuanced position on abortion that is very different than national Republicans, and it is certainly unique to Utah. A big part of that is the position of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints on abortion that has really influenced Utah Republicans' position on that. So, Utah's trigger ban, it is, mind you, on hold, so there has not been public outcry directly here about that. Abortion itself is not a state-moving issue when it comes to voters, while voters are aware of it. If we're going to have a political earthquake, to be honest with you, Leah, it's more likely to come from the far right in Utah than it is from the left. Some in Utah, well, Democrats mostly, are trying to argue that Utah is becoming purple or turning blue, and it's simply not true. Affiliation numbers tell a different story. The affiliation by elected officials tells a different story, and turnout by voters tells a different story. So Utah is even more red today than it ever has been. Any earthquake would be within the red from the far right.
Oh, that's so interesting, right? So what you're saying, maybe we're looking at a political earthquake, you know, like in our Senate race that we've got going on, right? So it's kind of like if we're going to see a far right candidate win, that would be where you'd see the interesting movement.
That's exactly right. Yep. Right now I'm picking Brent Orrin Hatch as the dark horse Senate candidate in that primary because, Leah, he has millions and millions of dollars of national money coming in from far right conservatives supporting him. And he's running with his dad's name on the ballot.
Taylor Morgan, partner at Morgan & May Public Affairs. Thank you so much for joining us tonight and having this conversation with me. And I hear you that it's not a bellwether, but I don't know, how many districts do you think, Taylor, would it take? I call you again and I say, this one's it. How many, what would the N have to be of suburban districts moving?
Oh, well, we're talking about a dozen suburban legislative districts. You got to have a couple hundred before it means much.
I gotcha. I'll keep counting, and then I will call you back.
Okay.
Taylor
Perfect.
Morgan, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thanks, Lee. Bye-bye.
All right, so listeners, today was opening day for baseball, and the answer on KSL at night is we're not going to talk about sports because we don't talk about sports. We talk about politics and policy and all those interesting things. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm a baseball fan, so I can't help but think a little bit about baseball on opening day. Makes me think about baseball, makes me think about ballparks. So in our next segment, we're going to have a conversation about Salt Lake City's ballpark neighborhood and some of the plan changes that might be coming.